Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got a treat for you. Bruce Arians is on the line. We have the Joe Moore offensive line camp is this weekend at Moon High School. And it's from 8:30 to 4 each day. And it's for offensive and defensive linemen, tight ends, well over 100 kids already signed up, 9th through 12th grade, and you can still sign up. You can still go. I'm told all you need is a helmet and some spikes. And, well, it'd be nice. You need clothes, yes, but you need a helmet and spikes. You can show up and you can participate. And they have an incredible list of coaches there. We talked to Jim Sweeney earlier today. Now, Bruce Arians, from what I understand, and first of all, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Joe. How you doing, brother?
Really good. It's great to have you on. You are actually not coming to the camp, but you certainly have had experience and must have some good stories regarding the late, great Joe Moore, yes?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Joe was, to me, the greatest line coach I've ever known, and I've been around some really good ones. And fortunate enough, he was on my staff at Temple and trained John Latina and some other young guys. Just watching him train guys over the years, that bloodline of coaches is just amazing.
Now, is it true that he never swore?
I can't imagine. I know. He drank beer on ice, and every now and then he might get after somebody's tail a little bit.
Yeah, that's what Sweeney was telling me earlier today. Now, as far as you're concerned, Bruce, and I really appreciate you coming on, after years of everybody, especially as let me ask you this first. Do you get questioned more as an offensive coordinator or a head coach?
Probably depends on the city.
How about Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh's more about being offensive coordinator. Arizona, Indianapolis, offensive coordinator and interim coach, but everywhere else is head coach.
Well, everybody thinks they can be an offensive coordinator. So my real question is, now that you're going to be working for CBS as an analyst, is it going to be good to be in the chair where you get to question other people?
Oh, yeah. I went from idiot to a genius. I can't be wrong now. I get to second guess and say, why the hell do you call that play?
That's a beautiful thing. I watched your retirement press conference out in Arizona, and it was emotional. And you've been around the block a million times and done so much in your career. What's it been like to not even have, OTAs, it's just football and shorts, things like that, but to be away from that grind, the grind that you love?
It's fun. It's difficult stepping away, especially when teams are starting to build new teams this year, right about now, OTAs and the draft and all that. But I'm actually sitting with my grandson right now just having a blast.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, at Saw's.
Nice.
A barbecue place, and it's the best.
Well, let me ask you a couple more questions here while we have you on the line. Firstly, I want to ask you about Dick LeBeau, and it feels like you two are both going out at the same time this year. Have you talked to him at all?
I talked to Dick once, and I know he would still like to coach. I'm done. I think I found my niche now with broadcasting. I think Coach LeBeau and Tom Moore are two guys that are just lifers. They love it, and I know his golf game is probably outstanding right now. And I know Tom
it always was.
Tired of it already.
What did you make of the whole, from afar, the whole Ben-Todd Haley relationship, Todd? We couldn't get enough of it here. There was a new story every day.
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's what everybody has a job. And there's so many radio shows. And it seems like every sportscaster has a radio show now also. So it's great entertainment. And, if you're going to retire, now all of a sudden you're going to play 5 years, I think everything speaks for itself.
That's actually a great line. Can I pry further, or should I just leave it at that?
I think I'd just leave it there.
Okay, we'll leave it there. How about Ben as he goes into his mid-30s here, and really, Bruce, appears to be at the top of his game from afar. What do you think?
Yeah, we played golf a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if he's ever been in better shape. He looks fantastic. Really excited about everything with Randy and the offense and the weapons he's got. I have every year I usually play golf at this time. And I don't know if I've ever seen any more excited about getting ready to go.
Well, that's interesting because right now he's not at OTAs. How important are they, do you think, OTAs?
I think they're extremely, extremely important for young players and young teams. When you've been together as long as they have, it's great, really, for the younger guys to get those reps. Because if he was there, he was going to get the reps. And I just think it's fantastic for those young players to get those reps and watch that team grow. He's made it. They all know who the leader of the locker room is.
We got Bruce Arians on the line here. He was a longtime colleague of Joe Moore and, of course, the late, great Joe Moore of Pitt fame and many other places when he ran those offensive lines. His offensive line camp this weekend at Moon High School, 8:30 to 4 tomorrow and Sunday. Let me ask you about Coach Tomlin, Bruce, because it just never ends here. With that, too, we had Reggie Bush talking on NFL Network today saying he doesn't know if the Steelers stars really respond to Mike Tomlin. We had Terry Bradshaw. You remember him ripping him. Is he in control of the team? What's your take ultimately on Mike Tomlin as a head coach?
I don't think you win as many games as he's won without having control of your team. I think he does a great job of allowing his coaches to coach and putting a team together. I think he and Kevin Colbert are one of the best pair of GM head coaches, I think, in the league. And I think that's what you have to have to be successful. You got to have great rapport between head coach and GM.
Was it an awkward ending for you two, Bruce? Because it sure seemed like he wanted to have you around.
It was a little bit, but time heals all kinds of things. I look back, and had I not what happened to me, I would have never became a head coach. So I was more than thankful. And time heals some wounds at times, you know.
Yeah, for sure. When you look back on your career, every stop you've been at, is it even possible to pick a moment that you will cherish, do you think, more than any other on the football field?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I was really excited the other day when I saw that, I don't know if it was NFL Network or who graded the greatest touchdowns in Super Bowl history, and Santonio's catch was number one. And to know you had a hand in calling that play, that was special. That was a very special moment anyway. For me, though, it's more player relations than moments on the field. So building those relationships with the guys is much bigger than winning or losing.
Tell me about that play. I talked to Santonio Holmes about it, I don't know, 2 years ago, and he had dropped one right before that.
Right in his hand.
What's that? Right? Yes, right in his hand.
Right in his hands, yeah. And, I never called the same play twice in a game. Well, we had been in the red zone, so I probably used everything. So I went back to what was Ben's favorite play that he had picked the night before the game and called it a little bit of a different formation, but it was a great catch. But that throw, I don't know if five other people could ever make that throw.
Wow. The throw and the catch, I mean.
Yeah, that combination, I mean, to pump Hines and then to pump the flat and then put that ball where only Santonio could catch it.
Well, it's a moment that lives forever, Bruce, and I appreciate you taking the time, and I know that these kids are going to have a great time with all these
coaches. Oh, what a great camp.
It's,
that's one of the best O-line, D-line camps in the country. It's run fantastic, but the coaching those guys get from those great mentors is unbelievable.
Thanks for taking the time, man, and we'll be watching you on CBS.
Thank you, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.